Hi, I'm Feroz, and I'm a student at College Lane. I'd like to ask you a few questions to create a story of you. You are the first staff member at College Lane to be honored for our school's stories.
Nice.
You have been chosen because of your service to our country.
That's great. I appreciate that.
Can you share with us what your experience was like and explain it, please?
Well, back in 1980, or before that, actually, I decided to join the U.S. Navy. I was a kid living in LaGrange, Illinois, and I went to the recruiter, and they were very happy to see me. And I enlisted in the Navy, and they sent me down to Orlando, Florida for boot camp, and that was very hard. And then after that, I went out to training in San Diego. I decided to become a radioman and work in telecommunications. And after that, they sent me from San Diego back to the other coast, to Norfolk, Virginia, and where I was on ships for a while. And then I was on a shore duty for a while, and then I was on two other ships. So altogether, that was 9 years in the active duty. Usually, you do 4 years at a time, but I extended for 1 year once. For some reason, that's a long story, but so it was 2 4-year terms plus that 1 year extension.
How did your service affect you as a citizen?
Well, it gave me a perspective, a different perspective of especially when people would say how much they appreciated us, because after the Vietnam War, I think people realized that a lot of servicemen weren't appreciated after that war, and they tried to make up for it a lot in the 80s and 90s when I was in. And so when people would say that, it gave me a new perspective about what it meant and what I was actually doing. Even though I didn't sacrifice as much as, you know, people who went off to war and things like that, there was a sacrifice at just being willing and being available to go off to war, and also going out and being doing what they call power projection throughout the world so that to prevent a war. So people would say, well, we really appreciate you, and that always brought me back to what I was doing. It wasn't just a job, there was something more to it.
How did you end up being a teacher, and why?
That's funny, because that ties right into my Navy experience. I was, the last few years in the Navy, they were always making me the training officer, whatever command I went to. You're the training petty officer. I wasn't an officer, I wasn't commissioned officer, but I was a petty officer, like kind of like a sergeant is in the Army. And they would make me the training petty officer. I was always training. Because I guess I was good at it. So, and I always loved kids, so I was going to get out. I said to myself, I saw other guys who were married and had to go on long deployments away from their wives and how hard that was, and I said, if I ever meet someone that I'm going to marry, I'm going to get out because I don't want to do that to my poor wife. So I did meet someone here from New York here, and I said, well, I guess I'm getting out then. Well, so what am I going to do on the outside? And they were always making me the training officer. And I was always good with kids when I was younger, as a teenager, and even into my 20s and everything. So I said, training kids, teaching. So I went into teaching and went to college.
What are your hopes and dreams for the future?
Well, my hopes and dreams just for myself is I have no higher aspirations than being a teacher. I mean, I just love teaching kids. I think it's one of the greatest professions. And So I don't have anything beyond that. I just want to keep teaching. I'd like to see other students go on to be a success and maybe not necessarily make sacrifices in the armed forces, although it certainly is good for you, and some people should go in that direction or can choose that direction, but just to make sacrifices like people are doing today in terms of giving up things. Good things that they would want to keep themselves, for people in need around our area from the hurricane and everything, and for the world. I no one wants world peace more than someone who's been in the military. I can tell you that. You know, we see what's going on out there, and that's why we're in the military, to keep peace, really. We don't want to go to war. No one in their right mind wants war. So I would like to see people do all that's possible to come together and foster a world of peace.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Feroz.
Thanks, Feroz.